All right. What do you want to tell the senators?
I want to tell them that the prospect of college affordability is getting to be more of a difficult challenge for not only people like me, first-generation students, but also just, you know, ordinary, everyday Americans.
Are you worried that once you graduate, you're going to have a mountain of debt, and how are you going to deal with that?
I am worried, not so much specifically for myself, but for my friends. My situation is a little atypical, but I have friends of mine who are telling me that they're in different programs undergraduate in which they are paying almost $10,000 to $20,000 a year in loans.
And that takes a long time to pay off.
Yes, it does, especially with interest rates.
What would you like the senators to do? What would you like Washington to do?
Just to figure out a way to help us to be able to afford our college and to be able to transition into careers that we're really passionate about, especially in the social sciences, where, you know, the salaries aren't as rewarding as one might say in STEM careers.
You're talking to somebody who was a political science major and is now a reporter. What do you hope to do? I mean, you can do a lot of things with a political science degree, as I was told, and I know that you can.
Sure. I actually plan on staying here at UMBC to earn my master's.
Wonderful.
And then looking into ways that I can be more involved in Baltimore City with college access and equity.
Wonderful. Chris, very nice meeting you. Lisa, let me talk to you very quickly. I see Lisa Dang is the last name. What are you majoring in? And what year are you?
So I'm a senior this year. I am studying biology, philosophy double major, and I'm on the pre-physical therapy track.
And where's home for you?
Pasadena, Maryland.
Pasadena, Maryland. What do you want to tell Senators Cardin and Mikulski today?
So pretty much very similar to what Chris said about how families who live in Maryland, it's getting difficult to afford college, especially if they decide to go on to grad school. It's going to get a lot more expensive, and financial aid might not be able to cover all of that. So,
are you worried that, I mean, you're going to graduate, finish graduate school, wind up with a mountain of debt?
Oh, yes, for sure, especially going to physical therapy school where I know, like, physical therapy, it's a good job. I'm most likely going to get a job once I graduate, but it's still going to, the debt is going to add up for me.
And what do you want Washington to do?
Hopefully help me with my debt.
Okay, very good. Lisa, thank you.